and we are in Good Morning. This is the Blue Noise. This week is really crazy, and it's really cold outside, and I'm slightly under the weather, so we're going to try to do this show as a de-stressing moment, and we're going to play Right to Type for the 19-year-old DJ with glasses at a liberal Northeast university. This is Mac DeMarco. He's cooking up something good.
Let it go. You are now listening to Car Seat Headrest.
could have stopped. My keys are somewhere in the mess. I fell asleep outside the door and found a letter in the morning. I couldn't make it out, although I recognized my own handwriting. We are not a proud race. It's not a race at all. We're just trying. I'm only trying to get home. Drunk drivers, drunk drivers.
Back, it's the Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford. That last set was the guitars to de-stress you, maybe get a little bit hype and, you know, try to calm down. First we heard Mac DeMarco cooking up something good from Two, just like the most classic jangly thing to hear in the morning. And then we went a little bit more interesting with Unknown Mortal Orchestra's Like Acid Rain off their album Multi-Love from 2015. Then we heard Car Seat Headrest with Fill in the Blank off Teens of Denial, his great record from last year. Excuse me, apparently I have the hiccups. Apologize. Then we heard Meat Wave with Run You Out. I don't normally listen to punk, but that is a great band out of Chicago with their Steve Albini produced record, The Incessant, from last year. And then we just heard the single version again by Car Seat Headrest, Drunk Drivers, Killer Whales. He's an incredible songwriter, and the way that he can make a single version that's like completely different from the album version but still really, really heartfelt and nice is very impressive, and he's great for it. He's one of the people I really want to see live the most, because you see him with his live performances online and it's just so infectious. It's pretty awesome. Next, we're going to switch gears completely and do a little bit of, I don't know, you'd call it like groove-based de-stressing. So this is Thundercat with Jamboree. I saw him on Thursday. I'll talk more about it, but it was insane. Hey, we're back. It's the Blue Noise on WMFO in Medford. I am going to read a PSA for all of you, and then I will explain the songs you just heard. So this is the numbers to think about, given the worldwide cost of American healthcare. You know, putting into perspective, I guess. We have the annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion, the U.S. gross domestic product. The largest of any single country at about $15 trillion. I don't know how recent this data is. Followed by China's $7 trillion GDP, with the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population and 5% of Americans, accounting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent on the U.S. on healthcare. That means that almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just the medical costs of 0.25%, one quarter of a percent, of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. We are just jamming out to the final strains of For Love, I Come Your Friend by George Duke, which Thundercat sampled heavily in on his first album, The Golden Age of Apocalypse, which is where I played the first track we played, which was Thundercat's Jamboree off that 2011 album. I actually think that that might be, you know, tied for his recent one with my favorite. I mean, I like all his albums, but I recently got into his first record and realized how good it was. Pretty impressive LP there. Then I played Yusuf Kamal Lowrider, author album Black Focus from last year. In that group is Henry Wu, Elias Kamal, Elias Kamal Williams, I think. He is a really awesome producer out of the UK. And I know his electronic stuff, and he has these live bands and plays in live bands. And one of his is this duo called Yusuf Kamal, which has put out a pretty cool record last year. And then, like I said, we heard For Love, I Come Your Friend by George Duke off his 70s album, The Order Will Prevail, which is pretty crazy. I just wanted to say about the Thundercat show on Thursday at Paradise, the drummer and the keyboardist and Thundercat just were in this like amazing groove, and it was just really incredible to see him, much better than the time I had seen him before, in good voice and really just enjoying himself. And it was crazy, he came out and did a whole encore set with three or four songs, and he played a song called Oh Shoot, It's X, which is a song I wanted him to play this summer, and he didn't, but he did it. Yeah, so I was happy about that. We're going to hear Take It Easy, because this is all about de-stressing, right?
to be all that you need. Please don't close the door. Take a step back.
Deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quem não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. É ruim da cabeça ou doente do pé. Eu nasci com o samba. Samba me criei, danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. Quem não gosta de samba, bom sujeito não é. É ruim da cabeça ou doente do pé. Eu nasci com o samba, no samba me criei. Danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. Quando se canta, todo mundo pole. Pop, pop, do, ba, do, bo, do, ba, do, ba, do, do, ba, do, do, do. De samba, bom sujeito não é. É ruim da cabeça ou doente do pé. Eu nasci com o samba, no samba me criei. Danado do samba, nunca me separei. O samba da minha terra deixa a gente mole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole. Quando se canta, todo mundo bole.
That is Bugarins with Luz Fernandes, a psych band from Brazil. The record from like 4 years ago. In that last set, we heard Take It Easy by Archie James Cavanaugh, weird 70s record by an Alaskan, native Alaskan, who tried to make like a 70s, like, I don't know, smooth funk rock thing, and it worked out, but it never became popular because it only sold in Alaska, which is a pretty bizarre move. It was actually on A&M Records, which is like a pretty big record label. For them to do that is pretty insane. Then we heard Natalie Prass with Why Don't You Believe in Me, off her self-titled record from a few years ago, her only record, really. I love that song. It's a really beautiful one, really weirdly produced by Space Barn Records. I think that's his name is Matthew E. White's label in like North Carolina. Just a really awesome record label. Then we heard, I don't know how to say his name again, Jogoberto with Samba de Minha Terra, which is off the Getzcoberto, the second record, live at Carnegie Hall. Then we heard Hoops, Give It Time, and then, like I said, Bugarins. So we're going to get into this last few songs. I have a midterm for my history of jazz class, and so this is some Billie Holiday, and it's about how I can't get started doing my work for this week because it's pretty horrifying.
That say black butter. take it in your hands and touch it. If you strike it, will it bleed? And if it dies, you'll hear the cries and know the meaning of
That was Black Butter Past by Strawberry Alarm Clock. And before that, we heard Billie Holiday. This next one, this last one, it's for my dad. It's Allman Brothers Band. Melissa, have a great week.
Melissa.